This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Liberal councillor and high-profile sister of Tony Abbott, Christine Forster, has said she and her brother have agreed to disagree on marriage equality during an appearance on ABC's Q&A earlier this week. An audience member asked Christine how she coped with a family member who is not only likely to be voting no, but also actively campaigns against her lifestyle. Forster said, "He and I have agreed to disagree on this, and we respect each other's opinions and get on with our respective campaigns." And more anti-gay posters bearing falsified statistics have been spotted in Melbourne as the No campaign intensifies in the lead-up to the marriage equality survey. The poster shows a man posing behind a child with a tattoo that can be interpreted as a reference to HIV and spreads misinformation about rainbow families. The group responsible for the poster, a neo-Nazi hate group, say they have put up around 100 posters in Melbourne, though a number of LGBTI people have already torn many of them down. The Sydney police are investigating after the cast and audience of a gay love story play had their car tyres slashed during a performance. 12 people's tyres were found slashed after Saturday night's performance of Holding the Man. One of the actors in the play, Trent Gardiner, was among those whose tyres were slashed, and he said it certainly led them to believe someone was targeting them. And more than 16 million Australians are currently enrolled and will be able to vote in the government's proposed postal survey on marriage equality, according to the Australian Electoral Commission. Of the 765,000 enrolment transactions since the announcement of the survey, 90,000 were new additions to the roll, with final figures to be released this week. When the processing of outstanding enrolment transactions has been finalised, the AEC will send electoral roll data to the Australian Bureau of Statistics to enable the conduct of the survey. And Conservative MP Bob Catter has accused the LGBTI community of stealing the word gay, and he wants it back. In a recent interview, Catter said he was furious that gay people had taken the word. He said, "I have a very clear idea of what is going on here. The homosexuals in Australia, they took the word gay. It has a particular meaning to me because I got 84% in English, which was a very high mark indeed." And a new dating app that connects sugar daddies with younger men is banning people who live with HIV, and it hasn't been received well. The CEO of the site said, "No one would like to date people living with HIV unless he himself is living with it. Gay sugar daddies wouldn't want to bring home any unwanted souvenirs." Social media users have reacted with disgust to the app's demonising of gay men living with HIV. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The BBC has launched a powerful new documentary surrounding out rugby player Gareth Thomas and homophobia in British soccer. Hate in the Beautiful Game explores Thomas's personal journey of coming out in the macho sport of rugby towards the end of his career and parallels the state of English soccer today. Thomas also visits former Leeds United player Robbie Rogers, who came out after leaving England because he believed a gay athlete would be more accepted in the US. The Football Association is considering taking action against Leicester City after fans used homophobic chants at a recent match. Police ejected a dozen fans who were shouting abuse and arrested two during the game against Brighton and Hove Albion. It's been reported that the FA has sought observations over the chants and is awaiting Leicester City's response. Katie Sowers has become the first out gay NFL coach in history. Sowers is an assistant coach at the San Francisco 49ers and told OutSports it's important to be true to who you are. She says we need to create a welcoming environment for everyone in sport and hopes her story will lead to other high-profile athletes coming out. And finally, a regional town in Victoria has hosted the first ever soccer pride match to show their support for the queer community. The Victoria Park Football Club went up against the Daylesford and Hepburn United Soccer Club in rainbow attire at Victoria Park in the first match of its kind in Ballarat. The game was organised in conjunction with Victoria Park and Ballarat Frolic Queer Arts and Culture Festival, which will feature in early October. In the end, the Vultures couldn't get over the line, losing 5-3. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.